Hallelujah. His joy is our strength. Hallelujah, hallelujah. All the suicide in the world. People going through mental breakdowns. But the joy of the Lord. How does that come about? When that thing starts to hit you, you just start to testify to yourself. You start to think of all God has done for you. Some of us have been in horrific car accidents where we should have been dead.
Da truly thank God. Hallelujah. Happy Mother's Day to all of you mothers. Amen. Your mom is alive. Cherish her. I lost my mom in 2002. Amen. Her memory lives on inside of me. So we thank God for that. So can we just give all the mothers a big hand again? One time. Hallelujah. And all of our brothers who can stand with us, want to honor the mothers. Hallelujah. For how great it is. You can be seated. As Brother James said, you never know how much mothers go through until you're in their place. Amen.
Thank you.
I don't know. I never turned gray in 2.5 hours. I might have lost hair in 2.5 hours. Well, we bless the Lord. How many glad to be alive in this
Amen.
Earth?
Amen. Glory to God.
Amen. How many really are happy that He is alive?
Yes. Amen.
I said, how many are happy He is alive?
Amen.
Power and authority.
Yes.
Bless the Lord. We thank God. We thank God for those that have traveled the highways to be with us today.
Amen.
We thank God for His traveling mercies and keeping you as you travel. Amen. Thank God again for my wife and how good God has been to her. She's been battling multiple sclerosis, but still God is good. Amen. When she went to her last doctor's appointment, she had a new doctor, and the doctor was reading the MRI that passed her in the waiting room and didn't realize she was the one. And when she came into her office, she said, you can't be the one with this MRI. She said, because people with this kind of MRI are confined to wheelchairs. They're not mobile. Now, how many know God is a good God? Yes, you serve the Lord. Hallelujah. He reverses the natural course of orders. Because He said, won't keep you long because I know everyone probably got plans for mothers. Amen. And we do something for your mother. Right. Don't allow this day to go by without telling your mom thanks. Because if it wasn't for your mom, guess what? You wouldn't be here. Amen. You know, my mom taught us, I remember as my mom taught us, we were growing up, she said, boy, how old you get? Now South they still call us boy every once in a while. Some people get offended. But that's my mom. She can call me whatever she wants. But she said, boy, I don't care how old you get, and I don't care where you go. She said, don't you ever forget, I'm a bridge that brought you safely over. So guess what? If it wasn't for your mom, you would not be here. You might not like all that she does and says, but she's the bridge that brought you safely over.
Amen.
So you are to thank her.
Amen.
You are to cherish her. Hallelujah. Because if it wasn't for her, you would not be here.
Amen.
But the devil has a way of making us look at all the negative things instead of rejoicing in all that God has done. Amen.
Amen.
Our scripture reading will be coming from the 34th division of Psalms. We're going to read verses 1 through 10. If you have your Bible, and for those that do not have a Bible, it is on the screen. Amen?
Amen.
The first verse reads, at all times, His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord, not for me, but with me. Hallelujah. And let us exalt His name. Let us read that again. Now, you're not in church for anything but to magnify the Lord. He says, so oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together. like our God.
Yes.
They look to him and were like, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of
all.
Isn't that something when you can cry to God? And he cannot just save you out of a little bit, but he saved you out of all your troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth them that fear him and deliver him. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in him. Oh, fear the Lord, ye his saints, for they the Lord heard. unexpected problems, some unexpected troubles. Hallelujah. When it seemed like, Lord, I was just on a mountain high. And then out of nowhere comes one of those setbacks. Anybody got setbacks? Somebody said, take that word out of the dictionary. Right? Get rid of those setbacks. Or setbacks can hold you down. How many know Job had some setbacks? Job had some trouble. Job had trouble like nobody on this earth ever experienced in life. But in spite of it all, Job said, the scripture says Job fell down and worshiped. Job said, I am blessed the Lord at
all times.
In spite of my troubles, Job said, I'm going to still bless the Lord. Hallelujah. In spite of me having 10 funerals in one day, he said, I will still bless the Lord. He said, in spite of me being the richest man in the East, and now I'm the poorest man, I don't even have a servant, he said, I will still bless the Lord. Job said, naked came out of a mother's womb, and naked shall I again, hallelujah, and naked shall I return again. He said, the Lord has given, and the Lord has. But anyway, in spite of all, he said, blessed be the Lord. Can you bless God? Hallelujah. Can you bless God? Hallelujah. You have problems on all sides. I will bless the Lord. And I will bless the Lord. And his praise shall continually be on my lips. Somebody said, what does that mean? Shake it. Don't look at me now. Look at the person next to you and say, I want to bless.